Thank you so much for the beautiful readings tonight. I'd like to give gratitude tonight for one of Mrs. Eddy's instructions found on page 234 of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. It says that you must control evil thoughts in the first instance, or they will control you in the second. Over the years, I've been so grateful for what is taught in this church and emphasized often to discipline our thinking. Because without that discipline, really one cannot be calm enough, maintain the poise necessary enough to respond rightly when error comes up. With this state of thought, can I calm my senses, those false senses, and hear God and not go under because a claim is frightening? I have been so grateful for this because when I learned that even when I feel pain, I can remain calm and know that this is not a part of me. And this very initial action or reaction is very important. Before, I would react with fear, very alarmed, and then I have confused thought, and I cannot hear the truth that God is imparting to me. This action of calmness also has proved to me that it means that I am gaining more faith in God. I trust Him more. I know that His power and presence is with me no matter what. And it has helped me to be able to react or act correctly when even the claim has been discordant behavior, or any discordant situation. And I have found also that it's a consistent right thinking that develops that calm thought. I am so grateful for this, because without science and what it teaches about shutting out the wrong thoughts and so on, I know there's no way I could have even begin to gain any of such poise and calmness and serenity, as Mrs. Eddy very calmly and kindly instructs us to develop. I am so grateful that this teaching is helping me to be able to help myself and to help others. So grateful to God for Christian Science, to Christ Jesus for proving it, to Mrs. Eddy for proving it and also explaining it for us to use. I am so grateful to be here for all the testimonies that have been given so far, and the music, the hymns. So grateful to be here tonight.